Warning, this episode contains adult language, mature situations, an overworked office worker, a mischievous convenience store clerk, unexpected bonds, manga news, and smoking habits. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. Episode 543. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Spark and Manga Review. I'm your host, Zan, saying konnichiwa, aloha, bonjour, and what's up? Hope you're excited for another fun, full episode of this awesome podcast you can find at www.spirekin.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, and various other social media sites. Just type in S-P-I-R-A-K-N in your search engine. I guarantee you'll find us one way or the other. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, and various other social media sites. And if you are watching us on YouTube, definitely remember to like, share, subscribe, and click on that bell for notification for when we release new episodes. And definitely subscribe to us if you are listening on iTunes and on our website at www.spirekin.com. And with that in mind, let's actually get to it because it has been a little bit of time and I'm excited for a fun, new, and awesome manga review. And, well, I'm a little bit excited about it. So let's actually get to it, shall we? Because if you remember from that last episode, I spun that one that only the Wheel of Manga. And, well, it did turn out to be that we're doing a pretty unique manga, one which is a little bit different, a little bit crazy, but let's get to it, shall we? Because this one, well, this one was written by Jinushi, and published by Square Enix, brought over here by Square Enix Books, and it was released in Monthly Big Gangan Magazine. Original run is 2022 to present, with four volumes currently out. It is not complete, and this is a romantic comedy slice of life series about, well, two people who are romantically involved, but not really. And the genre for this is seinen, surprisingly. And what is the title for this manga? That is known simply in Japanese as, well, Usagi Supa no Ura de Yani Su Futan, or in English, known as, well, Spoken Behind the Supermarket with You. This is a unique, weird, and strange manga about two people who end up meeting together and lighting up together. What do I mean by that? Well, let's actually get to it, because this manga is about an individual by the name of Sasaki. And Sasaki, he is an office worker for a black company, meaning that he works insanely hard for no pay and has no time off at all. The only time that he actually is able to relax and find some relief from his daily tension is whenever he goes to the local supermarket to pick up his smokes and some snacks. There is a cheery, winsome supermarket cashier there named Yamada, who he seems to have a thing for. She's really nice and she brings up his day and makes him more upbeat whenever he sees her. One day he's there after a really stressful day and, well, let's be honest, things are not always what they seem because stuff happens that is really crazy in this manga. Because eventually, one day when he's going outside because he doesn't see her, he's kind of upset that he didn't get to get his smile fixed. He's walking outside and he hears a voice say, "Hey, come back here. You could smoke back here." And he sees a young lady who is wearing a leather jacket. She has a kind of resting bitch face on her. And she says, "Let's hang out and talk." And he ends up becoming buddy-buddy with this girl who's sitting behind there, who is so different than Yamada. The person is a little sarcastic, rude, pretty cool, and it's someone that he has extreme respect and consideration for, which is one of the more interesting parts about this situation. So he found someone who's completely different than Yamada, but he's able to kind of bear his soul out to, and they end up becoming friends and talking about it. The one problem with this situation, as you may or may not have guessed, is that the girl behind the supermarket who has become identified as Tamaya and Yamada are the exact same person. They both, it's just that because of some reason, he can't put into his mind that Tamaya, this very angsty and cool leather jacket wearing person with tons of earrings, is the same person as the demure, smiling, happy, perfect customer handler who's at the front of the Super S supermarket convenience store. He cannot figure this out and put it together. So that is the running joke of this story, is that he can't figure out that the girl who's sarcastic is the same girl as the nice girl. And there are times when it actually leads to points of when he ends up saying something rude to one of them about the other one, and then they get pissed off. And eventually other members of the story find out about this. Like, there's Goto, who is the lady manager of Super S, who kind of supports what's going on, but she doesn't support the fact that Yamada is lying to Sasaki. And besides that, well, that's all this manga is. This manga is one about just two people who are getting together and talking. And it, while it is a very relaxed story, this is one of those stories where it's weird that it's this important thing. Also, I forgot to mention that Sasaki is not a young man. Sasaki is in his mid-40s. He's 45 years old, and he's a sales rep for a company that's really demanding. And so you have this relationship between this 45-year-old and this 24-year-old, and what's going on with them and what's going to happen as this series goes on. Unfortunately, there's no real resolution to this. I have to admit, I peeked a little further into this manga, and by volume 4, there is no future coming of him realizing it, or there's some sort of, oh, they're going to date, or something's going to happen. This does not happen. It's just, they hang out, smoke, she's kind of into him, he may be into her, but nothing else happens in it. And that's very peculiar, because this is a manga that won the 2022 Next Manga Award, which is kind of a big deal because the Next Manga Award is presented to companies for collaboration, and these are new print series that are currently serialized. And it was kind of shocking that this became such a big thing, especially because everything that had gone on. I have to admit that. And I got the manga. The manga is actually pretty thick comparatively, because if you look at, for example, Seven Seas doing 365 from last week. This one is pretty thin, comparatively. It's actually a lot thicker. It's a thicker material, it's heavier. It has a really cool blend to it, and for Square Enix, it actually looks really cool. The artwork is well done for this story about these two who are just learning how to be with each other. However, overall, the story is not the best. The story, it's intriguing if it was a one-shot, or if it was like the bunch of stories of this, or there was some progression going on, but there is no progression. It's literally just they're there, they're talking, which is cool, and they learn more about each other, but then eventually you want them to start to become more of a couple or something else, and that really doesn't happen. It's an intriguing concept where it's something new and different, but the story itself spins its wheels and nothing happens, which is a detriment to it. Now, on the other hand, like I said, the art is really nice. I love how Yamada looks, because she looks very different than as Tamaya, which you could see here. See, this is her without her ribbon, without her haircut. You see her pierced earrings. You see her choker collar. And then on the other hand, you have Yamada, where her ears are covered. She wears the bandana. And you could see that there is actually a difference between the two characters. And I do like that element. So the art isn't bad. The story is kind of, I hate to use the word, but it's pretty mid, to be honest with you. It is accessible, it is available, or it's actually coming out in a couple of weeks. Screener copies, gotta love it. And yeah, those are my thoughts about it. I mean, for the most part, it is a series which it has something different in it, where it's two grown-ups hanging out, smoking, and just bullshitting. That's all it is. Talking about life, little things, fears of thunder, being better to one another, but this lie is just building up and there is no resolution for this lie. It's not going to end up anywhere. And because of that, for that reason, I have to give this our middle of the ground rating, which is going to be A Gift from Your Crazy Aunt Muriel. It's okay, but in the long run, it is pretty forgettable. There's not much going for it, and honestly, I don't see this going anywhere. I'll honestly forget about this tomorrow, because there's no incentive to read more after a certain point. Now, if you're someone who's in the smoking culture, you may find this awesome. You may love this. I don't know. Let me know if you have read this or what are your thoughts on it. Let me know if you enjoyed it, if you didn't like it, everything is complete garbage. I mean, you can email me personally at Xan, that's X-A-N, at Spirekin.com. I'm also on Twitter X at Xan at Spirekin. I'm also on Blue Skies. All these are in the show notes where you want to contact me. So let me know your thoughts if you enjoyed it or didn't enjoy us. And now with that in mind, let's actually get to something a little bit cooler. Let's actually get to the question of the week. And for the question of the week is pretty simple. It's going to be, would you hang out outside a convenience store and smoke? Not the Jay and Silent Bob style where you're just sitting in front of it and smoking, waiting for someone to go in. I mean, like literally just going behind there when you don't work and just sit there and smoke. Would you do it? Would you not? Let me know. Email me, xanspirekin.com. And with that in mind, actually, let's actually get to the next part, which is the manga releases for the week. And we've got some pretty good ones and some pretty messed up ones. Let's go. So for the manga releases for this week, what do we have? Starting off from the top, we have, pull it up. The Angel Next Door Spoils Me Rotten, Volume 1. And this is a manga, not a light novel. Then we have Adam, The Beginning, Volume 7. Becoming a Princess Knight and Working at a Yuri Brothel, Volume 1. Berserk of Gluttony, the Light Novel, Volume 8. Chainsaw Man, Volume 14. This series is not ending anytime soon. Dragon Ball Super, Volume 20. The Elusive Samurai, Volume 10. Fairy Tail Omnibus 2, Volumes 4 to 6. Gazing at the Star, Number Next Door, Volume 1. Grandmaster of Demonic Cultivation, Mo Dao Zushi, the Comic Manhwa, Volume 5. The Ice Guy and the Cool Girl, Volume 3. In the Name of the Mermaid Princess, Volume 1. Lonely Castle in the Mirror, Volume 2. Magical Knight Rayearth, Volume 2. My Special One, Volume 5. Natsumi's Book of Friends, Volume 29. Prince Freya, Volume 10. Pulse, Volume 6. Quality Assurance in Another World, Volume 6. Rainbow Days, Volume 8. The Seven Deadly Sins, Four Nights of the Apocalypse, Volume 11. Sora in the House of Monsters, Volume 2. Sword of the Demon Hunter, Kijin Getsushi, the Light Novel, Volume 4. There's No Freaking Way I'll Be Your Lover Unless, Manga, Volume 4. The Tree of Death, Yomotsu Hekui, Volume 1. Tying the Knot with an Amagi Sister, Volume 3. The Vinland Saga Deluxe Edition, Volume 1, has finally been released. And this is actually being released not by Dark Horse, but this looks exceptional and elegant. I gotta admit, it looks huge. For $50, I might pick it up. Virgin Love, Volume 2. And then last and certainly not least, we have Witch Hat Atelier Kitchen, Volume 2. And so these are the manga releases for the week. Which one are you most excited about? Which ones are you not excited about? Let me know. Email me at zanspark.com. And for my top five, we're going to have Witch Hat Atelier Kitchen 2. I've heard a lot of good things about Witch Hat Atelier, and I love cooking manga, so this should be good. Vinland Saga Deluxe 1. I loved Vinland Saga. And actually, there's a Humble Bundle I'm backing right now, which will get me all of Vinland Saga on digital. But still, I'd love to see this in a giant edition, so it's going to be pretty awesome. In the Name of the Mermaid Princess Volume 1, it looks kind of interesting. I think it's a Magical Girl series. Have to wait and see. Gazing at the Star Next Door is a lot. There's a lot of buzz behind it, so I'm going to see how that is. And then last but not least, The Angel Next Door Spoils Me Rotten Volume 1. This light novel I've heard is exceptional. I can't wait to see the manga adaptation. But we're going to have to wait and see on how that is. But which of the ones that you're most excited about? Let me know. Email me zanspirekin.com or tweet me at Spirekin. I mean, it's kind of crazy that we have all these things that are going on. And honestly, I'm kind of excited to see where we're going. But before we go any further, actually, there's something I would like to tell all of you, and it's really, really important. And that is, I want to thank you for checking out this podcast and listening to it, because every email I get, every comment I get, every new viewer I have, just gives me more motivation to keep doing this podcast. I love doing this, and I want to keep doing this until I'm an old man who's reading manga with thick, thick glasses, and more importantly, reading large print manga. So thank you for letting me do this. Also, if you want to support the podcast, remember, you can check us out at www.spirekin.com. We're also on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, and all the various social media sites. Remember to, if you're watching on YouTube, remember to like, share, subscribe, click on that bell for notification. And more importantly, if you are checking us out, if you have questions, you can email me personally at Zan, that's X-A-N, at spirekin.com, or follow us at Spirekin. So let me know. Let me know your thoughts. And with that in mind, let's actually get to the part that you have all been waiting for, the most popular part of this podcast, arguably. And what are we talking about? We are talking about that one. That only, well, sorry, I got my voice ready. That only, the Wheel of Manga! Yes, friends, the Wheel of Manga. Except no substitute. So what is that one, that only, the Wheel of Manga? Well, the Wheel of Manga is a Wheel of Fortune with 10 slots on it. What I've done is I've assigned a manga title to each of the 10 slots. So we're going to spin the Wheel of Manga. Whatever number it lands on, the manga that's in that title is what we're going to review in the next episode of the Spirekin Manga Review, episode 544. And I got to admit, I'm very excited to see what we're going to review. Hopefully we don't get number 5 again, because we've got that 2 days in a row. So we're going to see what's going on. Number 1. So the next episode I'm going to be reviewing Witch Hat Atelier. Ironically, that I put it as my favorite manga of the one I wanted to check out for the light novel. But this is a regular Witch Hat Atelier, not the kitchen one. So we'll see how it is. I've heard a lot of good buzz about this. There's going to be an anime adaptation later this year. And, well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And as usual, I am your host, Zan. I am Gonsville. Catch you guys next time. And keep reading manga. See you later.